You're tuned to Rockin' the Boat. My name is the V-Man. Stand by in just a moment. We'll be hearing from Richard Ray Perez and Joan Seckler, the makers of the film Unprecedented, the 2000 presidential election. Stand by.
Wish you were as soft and smooth.
The world in a minute.
47 stations carry no news of the world.
Corporate America owns all the networks.
Freedom of the press is only guaranteed when you own the press.
Communication breakdown. Pause for the message. Wake up. Every station is a gentrification. Global syndication is the shaping of the nation. ABC, Disney, NBC, GE, Murdoch is Foxy, and with a hint, he owns a pen, the camera, the sword, buy a Coke, buy a Ford, getting broke, getting bored.
And experience your psychic connection.
We don't have shit to say, we don't have anything to do.
Selling attitude like food for the masses, junk consumption, we are lumping, just a bumpkin to the corporate state. You can't satiate what you can't negotiate. Your will's been snatched, the bill's attached. Flim flam diagram, data jam, handicap caught it, yo, you bought it. My mind is a profitable thing to waste. You want another taste, baby? Got news, good.
What we need to know.
News, good.
What we want to know.
News, good.
What we think we know.
Unprecedented. The 2000 presidential election is the riveting story about the battle for the presidency in Florida and the undermining of democracy in America. Filmmakers Richard Ray Perez and Joan Seckler examine modern America's most controversial political contest, the election of George W. Bush. What emerges is a disturbing picture of an election marred by suspicious irregularities, electoral injustices, and sinister voter purges in a state governed by the winning candidate's brother. George W. Bush stole the presidency of the United States of America and got away with it. Co-founders of the L.A. Independent Media Center, Joan Seckler and Richard Perez, first worked together on Crashing the Party, a film about the 2000 Democratic Convention in Los Angeles. Over this past weekend, I had an opportunity to speak with the filmmakers who were in town to show their work at the Santa Cruz Film Festival.
Tell me a little bit about why you felt this was an important story to document. I mean, what was going through your mind in the days after the election of 2000, Richard Perez?
Well, primarily anger. I was very pissed because, you know, when you're looking at mainstream media or listening to mainstream media, it's fairly easy to see between the lines. I think Joan and I saw between the lines, and we saw a tragedy being, you know, in the making, a tragedy on an already broken democracy. And so we started working on the project, and we sort of got deeper and deeper into it and ended up with the documentary that we have.
One of the things that was a real disconnect was that on January 20th, 2001, when Bush got inaugurated, there were 20,000 people who had come to Washington from all over the country to protest his legitimacy. And it was barely covered in the mainstream media. It was covered in the alternative media. It was covered by indie media, and both Richard and I are with the Independent Media Center in Los Angeles. It was remarked upon by Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, that does exposés of the mainstream media. So that was one of the things that we saw, that there was definitely something going on, and that's why, one of the reasons why we went to Florida to find out exactly what happened.
The film weaves together interviews with a lot of the key people involved, as well as some of the investigative reporters, and mainstream news footage, and it tells the story of how 90,000 African Americans in Florida were disenfranchised. Can you just give our listeners a little bit of what went on in this election, how Bush and company stole the presidency?
Well, it's a multi-layered, multifaceted, complicated story. But one of the stories actually started 2 years before the election. The Secretary of State and the Division of Elections started purging legitimate voters from the voter rolls under the guise of, that they're purging supposed felons. It turned out that up to 93% of the voters that were purged were not felons at all. They were legitimate voters, and it was a complicated and sloppy purge process. So Yeah, like I said, the Voter Purge Project, it's a complicated story. There are four purges over 2 years, and each county handled the list differently, but the bottom line was it was done deliberately sloppy, and we know that thousands of black, primarily black voters, were purged from this list.
Basically, I think it is my opinion that the Republican Party really were itching to put George Bush in the White House. Clinton was there for 8 years, and they wanted that White House really bad. And I think that they came up with this idea of disenfranchising African Americans who vote 93% Democratic because they thought that would be a way of suppressing the Democratic vote. And it remains to be seen whether all those thousands and thousands of names of innocent people who were purged from the voter rolls actually get back on the rolls again by November 2004.
One of the stories within the story is that of Al Gore's camp and his pretty much refusal to seek a full recount in the wake of the election scandal. He only chose to seek recount, manual ballot recount of four counties. Why?
It was there. It was primarily the advice of his inner circle, but it was their attempt at stealing an election, picking up the number of votes that they thought they can get quickly to put the matter to rest. It was not only a bad strategy, it was undemocratic, it was disingenuous, and we characterize the whole debacle of 2000 as the Republicans being evil and the Democrats being disingenuous, but not only disingenuous, inept at stealing an election.
Joe?
As I had mentioned earlier tonight, there were recount lawyers. They were specialists in dealing with close elections, and they flew down to from Washington to Florida along with the Gore team, and basically said, you better recount the whole state. When you're behind by only a small amount, you go and recount the whole state. And they basically said, look, we've got all these heavily Democratic counties in the southern part of Florida. We'll mine a couple of hundred more votes, and we'll win. No big deal, you know. So they discounted 175,000 people whose ballots had never been counted by the machines. They were rejected, and they sat there the whole time for 36 days. And it was, I don't know, a travesty to, as far as I'm concerned.
I know you guys are pressing for time. I just have a couple questions. First, about the distribution of the film and what kind of roadblocks were put up in terms of trying to make this movie for you?
As far as the roadblocks, both Republican and Democratic officials were very reluctant to talk to us. Ultimately, no Republicans talked to us. We relied on press conferences that we had to license, and the upper echelons of the Democratic Party wouldn't talk to us either. So we had to piece together the story with the information that we really sort of had to, you know, fight for. Distribution, we are actually available on Amazon.com, Unprecedented. You can go pre-order the DVD. We're also doing, we've been doing self-distribution for a lot on home video. We're trying to put us up on some broadcast outlets in this country, in North America, but we've broadcast in Australia. We'll be broadcasting in France later this year, in Italy and Poland. So that's our biggest challenge, is getting North American broadcast distribution.
And finally, Joan, you're more of an activist. Richard, you're the more filmmaker, but I guess can you maybe give us some idea of what to expect in 2004 and what you think, you know, grassroots organizations can do to sort of move this revolution?
Well, I do think we need a revolution, and I do think we need to have some kind of a party or leadership to be able to give leadership to large numbers of people. I mean, I think it's very encouraging to see the massive coalitions that were organized around the anti-Iraq war, and I think those continue to need to be developed. Right now, I don't see between now and 2004 any kind of leadership that would defeat Bush. And I might be wrong. You know, it's a year and a half away. But right now, I think we need to develop that leadership, and it's got to come from in these coalitions and amongst the grassroots. That's where the leadership has to come from.
I think what also this film points out is that we can't rely on the institutional political parties because they play politics as usual. They got us into this mess, and they will continue to get us into these messes. Part of their objective is to remain in power. They swap power. They negotiate power. So we have to devise ways to either dismantle this, you know, two-party duopoly, or take power into our own hands. But clearly, they are part of the problem, these Democratic and Republican Party institutions.
One final thought. In the wake of the election, a consortium of media outlets came together and did their own recount. This was sort of quashed in the wake of 9/11. It didn't come to light until a few months after 9/11 sort of dissipated from the mainstream American frame of mind. And then the way it played out in the media, they essentially handed the election to Bush again a second time, sort of validating the theft of the presidency. What are your thoughts about how this played out in the media? And as independent filmmakers, what else can... You know, how else can the independent media, you know, sort of reframe the debate, I guess?
Well, the results of the media coalition on the outcome of the ballots was due to come out the Monday after 9/11, right? And all of a sudden they decided, wow, we don't have the resources to devote, you know, the story to this. Meanwhile, they got lots of, you know, mounds and mounds of fluff buried in the front page, whatever, you know, the newspapers. So when they postponed publishing, they all got into an agreement, which is probably some sort of anti-monopoly law. None of them released the story, right, even though they're supposedly all independent. So finally, a month later, they released the results, and all that did was buttress the assumption that George Bush won the election. And it was in the fine print. And in one case, it was like in the 28th paragraph of the New York Times. It said, if you count all the ballots, all of them, the entire state, Al Gore gets more votes. So what they did was just they wanted to reassure the country, especially in the time after 9/11, that our country's democracy was functioning, that the guy was really the president. Because after 9/11, nobody wants to be told that the guy that's in the office really didn't get the votes in Florida that he said he got. So it was a clear example of mainstream media maintaining and buttressing the status quo, and certainly not challenging some of the asking difficult questions. The basic question they did not answer, that was just buried too far into it, was who got more votes? All their headlines were based on, oh, well, would the four counties make the difference? Would the Supreme Court make it? No, who got more votes? That's all I want to know. Who got more votes? Al Gore got more votes. And then lastly, one of the good things about this documentary is an example of independent media in action. Joan and I started off with a telephone and a camera, and that's how we made this documentary. It snowballed. We brought in some executive producers in Hollywood that were able to help us finish it, but it is kind of an example of sort of empowerment filmmaking too. So the inspiration is, if you're not hearing the story told honestly out there, tell the story yourself.
And Joan, any thoughts on how to reframe the independent media movement? How do we broaden the scope of our message?
Well, I do think that we have to build alternative media, because the mainstream media manipulates the truth. And even without 911, they would never have put the truth on the front page of the paper and said, this media consortium did a recount, and when they took a look at all the votes, Gore actually won. They would never have done that, because they need to legitimize whoever is in power. And the Bush, you know, administration would never have allowed the media to do that. So I think we have to build our own independent media. And whether it's in print or electronic, whether it's filmmaking, whatever it is, we've got to build our own media and spread it to the grassroots. It's the only way to go.
Especially in the wake of the pending FCC change in laws. I mean, you couldn't think of a more blatant disregard for the public interest when it comes to our nation's media. I say now more than ever, it's time for us to tell the stories.
And if people want to view the film Unprecedented, the story of the 2000 presidential elections, your website is?
www.unprecedented.org. And we really do want to encourage people to actually log on to Amazon.com, because our DVD with an extra 40 minutes of commentary is coming out at the end of June. You can pre-order a copy now. It's really cheap. And we encourage people to go out and buy that DVD and start screening it to their friends and their family and their classmates in school.
So use the film as an organizing tool for the next election.
Right.
Great. Thanks for talking with me tonight.
Great. Thank you.
And that was Richard Ray Perez and Joan Seckler. They are both co-producers, co-directors, and writers of the film Unprecedented, the 2000 presidential election. Richard Ray Perez also co-produced and co-directed Crashing the Party, the Democratic National Convention, of which yours truly is featured in a short cameo. Mr. Perez is also a producer, director, videographer, and editor for the L.A. Indie Media Center. Before making documentaries, Mr. Perez worked as technical director for the Fox Broadcasting Company and an assignment editor and field producer for KCBS-TV News in L.A. Richard Ray Perez graduated from Harvard University with a degree in visual and environmental studies. And Joan Seckler, also a co-founder of the L.A. Indie Media Center, and she is or has been an associate and or publicist for numerous political documentaries, including the Academy Award-winning film The Panama Deception and Yellow Wasps, Anatomy of a War Crime, about the war in Bosnia. She was also the producer of Crashing the Party, the Democratic National Convention. Ms. Seckler is a former board member of the International Documentary Association. That's going to wrap it up for another edition of Rockin' the Boat.